We begin with the 47th surah of the Noble Quran, Surah Muhammad, which is in the 26th juz. Now, Surah Muhammad is one of the Madani surahs. It deals with the injunctions of the Sharia, as is the case with most Madani surahs. And this surah contains the instruction related to jihad, related to the prisoners of war, the spoils of wars, and the conditions of the hypocrites. And the entire central theme of the surah revolves around waging jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the surah commences in a unique way by announcing an open jihad against the unbelievers. Now, what we need to understand with regards to jihad is a preamble that there are conditions, and it's not just, there are certain instances when jihad becomes prescribed. Remember, as much as you have what we term as pacifists in the world these days, every state needs to protect itself. Every state needs an army. There's no country in the world that doesn't have an army to protect itself. And likewise, Islam is a complete deen. Islam is a deen that is to rule the world, that to have independent states, and it needs to protect itself. And also, you need to understand that the deen of Islam is the supreme deen. It is a deen that has been chosen by Allah. Kufr, polytheism, is abhorred. There's one deen that is the deen of Islam that needs to be established, and sometimes when things become a hindrance in the establishment of deen, then it's like a cancer that needs to be cut out of the body. You have to understand that as a preamble to the discussion on the issue of jihad that we look at in the surah, Surah Muhammad. This surah is also known as Surah Al-Qital, the surah of war, and it speaks about the armed struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The surah was revealed when the Muslims had come to Madinatul Munawwara. There are certain verses which began the revelation when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was put out of Makkatul Mukarramah. We know that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was put out, and when he had walked distance from the sacred city of Makkah, and he looked back and he said, O Makkah, that you are most beloved to me from all places on the earth. Had I not been driven out of this place, I would have never left you. Allah then begins the surah in verse number 1 by saying, أَلَّذِينَ كَفَرُ وَصَدُّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who were unbelievers and hindered others from the path of Allah, أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Allah has destroyed their deeds. It was the habit of the leaders among the unbelievers to make all efforts, be it physical, be it monetary, to stop people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They prevented others from the path of Allah. And in doing so, أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. They have rendered their deeds in vain. They've destroyed their own deeds. Deeds which they consider to be good are not accepted by Allah because they are devoid of iman. In fact, some of the deeds make them eligible for punishment, spending wealth. So that is supposed to be something good, but they spend their wealth to hinder the progress of the deen of Islam. Now that is something that is totally unacceptable. So these people, they did good deeds, and people who live in this world without iman, they do good deeds like giving charity, do righteous, help people, assist the needy, speak out against war. These are good deeds. But because of not having iman, there will be no reward for them in the akhirah. There may be some reward for them in this world that Allah gives them, people praise them in this world, but generally there will be no reward for them in the akhirah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. On the other hand, those who believe and do good deeds. وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. And they believe in the revelation that was sent down to Muhammad. Then, وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And that is the truth from Allah. كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. Allah will wipe out their sins. وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ. And set their affairs in order. So this is the bounty for the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, after removing them from the habit of committing sins, Allah will reform their ways in the sense that they progress daily in righteous deeds, and the year after He will overlook their faults and enable them to live in a good condition. أصلح بالهم, put their affairs in order. It means that the state affairs, affairs related to the state or in the sense of the heart, both. Allah will put your spiritual as well as your monetary, all your affairs in order because of believing in Allah and His Messenger. Azad Shahsab, rahimahumullah, has stated that in the previous times, the entire creation was not required to follow one Sharia. But with the advent of the Deen of Islam, there is only one Deen. Good and evil are committed by Muslims and unbelievers alike. However, by following the true religion, the Deen of Islam, evils are forgiven. And on the other hand, the punishment for not believing in the true religion is that good deeds go to waste and sins are punished in the year after. So we need to understand that in the context of what it is. Now, after mentioning that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ. This is because. In other words, Allah clearly expound to the people the good and evil conditions and thereby warn them of the evil effects of their own deeds. And by doing this, by outlining this, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا اتَّبَعُوا الْبَاطِلَ. This is because the unbelievers followed falsehood, while the believers followed the truth that has come from their sustainer. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ أَمْثَالَهُمْ. And in this way, Allah puts forth parables, parables of their condition. They can see what is the ill effects of falsehood and the blessings of truth, and that can be furtherly embedded within them. So those are the opening verses of Surah Muhammad, in which we are given insight as to when the Surah was revealed and what the Surah entails in terms of the injunctions that are brought forth in the Surah. May Allah grant us the understanding.